I think that intelligence in and of itself can be divided in lots of different ways, right? We can look at emotional intelligence, we can look at awareness intelligence, we can look at spatial intelligence, we can look at memory intelligence, the adaptability that you have. All of those different things can be intelligence. It's no longer just, can you do well on an IQ test? Will you be able to regurgitate information that you've learned, like when you're studying for the SAT or ACT or something like that?
Hello, and welcome to the Innovative Mindset Podcast. I'm your host, Isolde Trachtenberg. On the show, I interview peak-performing world changers in the creative, social impact, and vegan spaces. If you like what you hear on this episode, you're going to want to check out the bonus mini-episode that you can access if you DM me, at IsoldeT on Instagram, and you let me know you want it. You'll get access to bonus episodes, new art, my latest writing, and other fun benefits. And now, let's get to the show.
Hello, hello, and welcome to the Innovative Mindset Podcast. I'm your host, Isolde Trachtenberg. I am doing another walking, talking episode today. I am at Bryant Park, and I hope you enjoy. So here's the question I'm thinking about today. Is an artist intelligent or just talented? Interesting question, isn't it? So it brings to mind, what kind of intelligence does an artist need to have? Or is a talent just enough? And I'm going to answer it in a multiple of ways. And the way I want to talk to you about it is that intelligence and artistic talent don't necessarily have a huge correlation as far as I'm concerned. You have a certain intelligence if you are artistic, but are you necessarily what they might call book smart? You don't have to be at all. You can also be just talented, just able to do some sort of artistic and creative thing, regardless of your IQ level or whatever. Do you need emotional intelligence? I think often you need at least a certain amount of emotional intelligence, that ability to empathize, that ability to even sympathize, to see other people's points of view in order to create great art. Now, do you require it? I don't know. Honestly, the reason I say that is because I imagine that there have been lots of artists who've been very self-centered and selfish and not terribly worried about how anybody else thinks or what anybody else does. They just are hell-bent on doing their art. So I think it's a combination of factors. However, I think that intelligence in and of itself can be divided in lots of different ways, right? We can look at emotional intelligence, we can look at awareness intelligence, we can look at spatial intelligence, we can look at memory intelligence, the adaptability that you have. All of those different things can be intelligence. It's no longer just, can you do well on an IQ test? Will you be able to regurgitate information that you've learned, like when you're studying for the SAT or ACT or something like that, or any other standardized test? That's not necessarily a measure of intelligence anymore. It is a measure of one type, or maybe a couple of different types: your memory, your spatial relations, your recall, your ability to correlate different things, your ability to synthesize and find patterns. All of that are certain types of intelligence. And notice, a lot of the things that I just mentioned would probably be really great for artists to be able to do too, right? That's something that we need to remember, that artists are using all of the different types of intelligences, or many of the different types of intelligences, to make their art. So I think that it takes intelligence to be an artist, but it's not, again, necessarily book smart intelligence. It can be any number of those other intelligences that I was talking about: the ability to identify color and shape, pattern, the ability to differentiate between different tones, different types of tones, if you're a composer or a musician, the ability to have quick responses and retorts, so the ability to synthesize language if you are an improv person or a stand-up comedian. Lots of different types of intelligence are required to do all of those different things. But the thing that I'm most interested in right now is the fact that you don't even have to be that talented to be a successful creative. What you need is perseverance. What you need is practice. You might have all the talent in the world, but if you never do anything with it, if you never practice, if you never pursue it, then you had all this talent, but it was wasted, right? And that can be fine if that's your choice. But if what you want is to be able to use that talent and that intelligence or all of those different types of intelligences, then you're going to have to develop skills. And I've talked before about the difference between skills and talent. Talent is something you're born with. Skills are something that you can build over time. And I say this to a lot of my coaching clients. If you want to build a skill, this isn't a do it once a week for 3 hours situation. This is much more a do it every day for 5, 10 minutes, for 30 minutes if you can. Whatever it is you want to build a skill in, you do it every single day, no matter what. I've talked about this before with my yoga practice, that I am required to step on the yoga mat every day. I am not required to do yoga every day. I've been doing yoga 26 years now, and I'm not required to do yoga every day. That's not the requirement. The requirement for me is that I have to unroll the mat and I have to step on it. And if I choose to step right back off, I can. No guilt, no feeling bad or anything. I can just step right off. But I almost never do step right off, right? That's the thing. I go, oh, I'm here, I've unrolled the mat, I'm ready to go, and then I build my skill. And I have to tell you, even just a few days of building that habit makes all the difference in the world. And I'm not telling you to start with a half hour a day practice, whatever it is you're trying to build a skill in. I'm telling you, start with 5 minutes. And I was talking to my friend Lisa. Lisa, if you're listening to this, shout out to you. She was saying that she took my advice about doing it 5 minutes a day, and it's writing, that's what she's doing. And she was just saying yesterday that it's amazing to her that she never does just 5 minutes, but that she's really built the habit. And that's the whole point of this, is build the habit so that you can build that skill level. And skill will outmatch and outperform talent any day, because if you're not using the talent, then there's nothing going on there. You are just sitting or walking or working or whatever, but you're not using your talent. So the key for us in this situation is to realize that we have to work on the skill development, and that elevates and raises our ability, right? So the intelligence is there already, of course, but that also can be improved upon, right? So if you are, let's say you're weight training. If you're weight training and you're doing 1 pound weights, eventually that 1 pound weight becomes pretty easy to do. So then you move to 2 pound weights or 3 pound or 5 pound or even 10 pound weights, building your strength up, right? It's not an immediate start with 10 pounds and then maybe tear muscles and then you hurt so much that you don't do it again for a while. That's not what's important. What's important is consistency, perseverance, 1 pound a day, 2 pounds a day for a few weeks. Really work through that and then develop those skills till you can move forward and expand your ability. So as you're building the skill level, you're also building your intelligence in the parts of you that are activated when you're doing your creative work, right? They did a study at the NIH and they said that when someone plays a musical instrument, they're pretty much using their entire set of sectors of the brain. They need the memory sector. They need the fine motor skill and the gross motor skill sector. They need the language sector. They need, listening awareness and hearing awareness, seeing awareness. You need to be able to see, recall. You're just using multiple parts of your brain when you are playing a musical instrument and singing. The same goes for just singing, I think. You're using pretty much everything. You're not using your finger fine motor skills, but you're using your vocal fine motor skills and gross motor skills. Your breathing, all of that is part of singing. So if you're doing that kind of thing, you are really firing up many different parts of your brain. And that, my friends, they have said, because of brain elasticity or plasticity, you're building new neural pathways. You are actually doing that when you practice. Letting yourself lie fallow sometimes. I was talking to friends of mine just the other day and they were like, well, you know, sometimes it's okay to let things lie fallow for a little while. Don't always keep pushing. And I thought about what they said and I said, yeah, sometimes it's good to rest. And I don't want to rest that often. I want to keep trying. I want to keep building my skills. I want to keep getting better. I want to keep that brain plasticity for as long as I can, and to keep building those neural pathways that actually do kind of build your intelligence. As you're building skills, as you're using the talent, the creative talent, you're building skills that will suit you and serve you in other parts of your life. If you need recall for your job, well, studying a song and learning how to recall the lyrics or play them on guitar, play the song on guitar, I mean, actually build those skills for you, right? You build recall skills the more you practice. The brain is a use it or lose it kind of organ. So you need to be sure that you are using it in that way, using it in the best way to apply those skills, whether it's to your creative work, if you're a creative artist, or you're just creating today, right now, either way, if you're just doing it because you want to play with a pickup band in your garage, or if you're working at this as a career or just for fun to play in your bedroom, whatever it is, if you keep building those skills, you're elevating your abilities. Are you actually elevating your intelligence? It depends on the marker. And that's something that we need to think about, right? I think that intelligence comes in lots of different flavors, and that's been borne out. The science has borne it out that it's no longer just, can you give me the meaning of a word when I tell you to? Can you tell me who is the person in the red car? If two people go in a red car, one person goes in the green car, another person goes in the yellow car, but the person going in the red car is, her name is Rosemary, and she's not in the blue car, or whatever, right? Those questions that you take when you take the LSAT or SAT or whatever, if you're not good at that, that does not make you less intelligent. It makes you someone who's not good at that particular thing. Can you build that skill? Absolutely. When I was studying to take the LSATs, yes, I got into law school even though I never went. But when I was studying to take the LSATs, I worked those problems like crazy because I wanted to build that skill. The same goes for, and by the way, I did really well on my LSATs because I spent a lot of time practicing, right? And the same goes for your creative work. If you are doing creative work at work and you want to build skills, you will do that, and you will also seemingly build your intelligence level in different ways, not necessarily, again, book smart, but all of those other intelligences that I was mentioning, you will build those skills too. And that's crucial. I think it's crucial to a well-rounded life, personally, but also it's crucial to who you are, to have that well-roundedness, to have that ability to look at things in a different way. And being able to be empathetic is one of the skills that leaders are looking for in their people, is the ability to be empathetic and the ability to be a quick thinker. Well, nothing is going to build your quick thinking skills better than being creative, thinking outside the box, looking at solving problems from different perspectives. That's what creativity allows you to do. The more you practice some kind of creative outlet, the more you're going to build those skills, raise that intelligence level, and maybe even eke out more talent, more ability in both the creative thing that you're trying to do, as well as apply it to your work life and your personal life and your relationships and how you do pretty much everything. Okay, I hope that you enjoyed today's episode of the Innovative Mindset Podcast. I don't know if I'm going to do any kind of bonus episode for this, but there are lots of bonus episodes coming out right now for every episode I'm doing that's an interview. Certainly there are bonus episodes. You can find them at buymeacoffee.com/IsoldaT and get those bonuses. They're cool because they're a way to learn more about the person than just what they do. You learn more about who they are, and it's really, those are fun little 5-minute conversations. So I hope that you are grabbing those bonus episodes. They're super fun and relaxed, and just a really fun little dollop of good time. Alrighty. And I forgot to tell you, that's right, we're having a giveaway. You've listened this far, you listened to James Young when they were on the show just a week ago. We are doing a giveaway of a pronoun pin. If you like Isolde T, if you like queries.us, both on Instagram, and comment, tag a friend, you are going to be entered in the drawing for getting a pronoun pin, and they're beautiful. If you look at the show notes, you'll see the pronoun pins. They're really cool. And you choose your pronoun pin, and they will send it to you, and you'll be able to proudly wear it, and it's a beautiful piece of art that also helps us all have a better grasp on identity and who you are and who we are. Alrighty. Oh, and if you want another kind of pin, you can now get an Innovative Mindset little light bulb, that little Ingenuity light bulb. You can get a pin and support the show. Show your love for the show. You can get that in the show notes right now. So, cool. This is Isolde Trachtenberg reminding you to be bold, be creative, and most of all, be kind.
Thank you so much for joining me today. I really appreciate you being here. Please subscribe to the podcast if you're new, and it would mean the world to me if you told a friend about it. Today's episode was produced by Isolde Trachtenberg and is copyright 2022. As always, please remember this is for educational and entertainment purposes only. Past performance does not guarantee future results, although we can always hope. Until next time, remember to be bold, be creative, and most of all, be kind.